we talked a little bit about the chemotherapy end of this. Let's talk a little bit about the hormonal therapy end. And basically, we know that most or almost all patients who have hormone receptor positive or estrogen receptor positive cancers are going to receive hormonal therapy. And you talked about your own experience as a premenopausal woman receiving tamoxifen. Can you talk a little bit about what you say to patients who are going to be starting out on an aromatase inhibitor? We know right now, in general, for postmenopausal women, that's the usual first hormonal therapy that's given. What do you say to patients who are going to begin that type of treatment?
One of the things that I emphasize to patients that are going to be embarking on aromatase inhibitors, postmenopausal women, is that even though they're going to be seeing the medical oncologist less often now because they're at the end of their treatment, this may be the most important treatment that they've gotten through all of their course of stages of treatment. And that adherence to taking the medicine every day is terribly important. I think that hormonal therapy falls into the chronic disease management category. We know that people that have heart disease don't regularly take their cardiac drugs, asthma, don't regularly take their respiratory medicines. Even though they seem to know they're important, we know from having done studies that noncompliance is an issue. When you add to that hormonal therapy causing side effects that are unpleasant, that's going to bump up the probability that the patient is going to say, oh, I think I'm going to skip today. I get about 200 emails a day to our Johns Hopkins Breast Center website. Approximately 25% of them relate to adherence to hormonal therapy, of women saying, I haven't told my doctor because I don't want him to be mad at me, but I'm taking my medicine every other day in the hopes that I'll have half the side effects. But does that also mean that I'm getting half the benefit? But we don't know because we haven't done any studies of taking the medicine every other day. So I tell them that if you're dealing with side effects, speak up. Don't suffer in silence. There may very well be some other medications or alternative things that we can offer and work with the patient in order to reduce those side effects, have them be more tolerable so that she can stay on the medication as intended. If she's not comfortable talking with her physician about side effects, then hopefully she'll be open to talking to one of the nurses in the breast center about it, someone that she feels comfortable in being candid with that person. I also like to talk to the significant sweetie after the patient's been on hormonal therapy for about 3 months, whether that be her husband or partner, to see how is their relationship going. He or she may say, ah, her mood swings are driving me nuts, or we haven't had sex since she went on that pill. What is that pill? Because oftentimes when we give the prescription for the hormonal therapy, it's towards the end of their more intense time of seeing us regularly, and now we aren't going to see them for 3 to 6 months. That visit, you know, they usually come in by themselves. They don't have other family members with them. We need to take the time to educate whoever's living with her what this drug is for, to help us help her to adhere to taking it, as well as have that family member understand what are the side effects that he or she may be observing that are part of the game plan for this drug, so that he or she can also speak up on behalf of the patient and say, we're both miserable because of her hot flashes at night in the bed, and see what we can do to help alleviate some of those. I never tell a patient I'll make them go away, but usually if we can reduce them, then you can live with them.